This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Power's out for thousands after a tornado rolled through the Louisville, Kentucky area yesterday. 90-mile-per-hour winds. 5 people died in southeastern Missouri yesterday after a tornado ripped through that area. The AP's Jennifer King.
Missouri's governor has toured storm damage in an area where the National Weather Service says a tornado packing winds of 130 miles an hour traveled for an estimated 20 miles. A tornado that tore through Glen Allen in southeastern Missouri before dawn yesterday killed 5 people. Sources told the AP the victims were Susan Sullivan, her granddaughter, their boyfriends, and another male relative who lived in a trailer, of which little was left besides the concrete pad and an axle.
I heard it sound like a freight train. That's exactly what it sounded like.
Glen Allen resident Bobby Masters tells the Associated Press the storm was terrifying to go through.
Got everybody down in the lower bathroom, and stuff was just hitting the house. I didn't know if we were going to lose the house or not. It was a horrible experience.
I'm Jennifer King.
So what's going to happen today? The National Weather Service's Bob Orovec says high winds and hail could threaten some areas.
The greatest threat area for later this afternoon, on Thursday afternoon, is going to be across parts of central and southern Virginia, just near and south of the Washington, D.C. area. So from Washington, D.C., southward into southern Maryland, and across a good part of central to southern Delaware.
China now calling for peace talks over Ukraine, but giving no sign that it will use its leverage with Russia to press for a settlement. Honda is recalling some older, small SUVs because road salt can cause the frame to rust and rear suspension parts can come loose. The recall covers some CRVs from 2007 through 2011 that were sold or registered in states where salt is used to clear the roads in the winter, New York included, as is Pennsylvania. This is AP News. A look into the future now with the AP's Mike Hempen, who tells us about robo-taxis.
Both Cruise, a subsidiary of General Motors, and Waymo, a spinoff of Google, are seeking regulatory approval to transport passengers around the clock in San Francisco in driverless cars. However, both services are dealing with complaints that their vehicles are stopping unexpectedly, creating traffic stops that inconvenience other drivers.
The unexpected stops are absolutely an issue.
Nico Larco is the director of the University of Oregon's Urbanism Next Center.
What's more or less telling you is that the vehicles have not quite yet figured out how to operate in tremendously complicated environments.
But Cruise CEO Kyle Vogt says the technology in their driverless cars is getting better.
It's improving at a pretty rapid rate, and that's one of the beauties of this kind of technology.
I'm Mike Hempen.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.